The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled New Year, New Space. Spruce up your home for 2025 with Black-owned decor and artisan items handpicked by interior design couple Robin and Regina Reeves. Fueled by love, marriage, and an appreciation for stunning aesthetics, Robin and Regina Reeves of R&R Interior Design 365 have committed themselves to inspiring others through creating intricate masterpieces for their clients to live and thrive in. Before founding their company and gaining more than a decade of experience, they were college sweethearts who worked in a home decor store. Now they are seasoned interior design professionals. We tend to lean on each other's strengths, says Robin. Regina is more detailed, with an eye focused on textures, quality, and patterns. Meanwhile, he brings an imaginative but cohesive vision to decorating homes. Robin is more artistic and adventurous and obsessed with curating functional floor plans that maximize space, Regina explains. When asked about trends for 2025, they say it's all about color. According to the Reeves, deep, moody shades are back in full effect. No more black and white homes that only showcase neutrals, Robin says, using color in distinctive ways to enhance the space is much desired. Painting ceilings, doors, and baseboards to extend the space without interruptions is now required. He also highlights the power of unconventional furnishings. Furniture that has some curvature helps to accentuate the design and create unique spaces that are not just confined to squares and rectangles, he says. For those looking to spruce up their home for the new year, the Reeves say small but effective changes can make your space pop. Whether it is incorporating quality decor via textures and patterns or reimagining floor plans, the key to a simple home refresh is the materials you use to style your homes, your rooms, and the accents you choose. The two were generous enough to share some of their favorite Black-owned decor items to offer an idea of how to begin. These touches, which include a luxuriously scented and designed candle, bold wallpaper, and colorful art pieces, sure to be conversation starters, will give you a fresh place to start. The Reeves love the company Mitchell Black for its funky yet sophisticated approach to wall coverings. Nothing sets the ambiance for your home like their bespoke wallpaper, Regina says. This stunning Gnome Alanga design from Monet Masters and Tavia Forbes of nationally acclaimed Atlanta-based Forbes Plus Masters Design Studio won't disappoint. Harlem Candle Company Speakeasy Luxury Candle, $48. HarlemCandleCompany.com. capture the luxurious scent of Harlem at a time when jazz was the way of life, Robin says, of this candle, which has fragrant notes of hardium, plum blossom, bourbon, and more. Blue and blanco eucalyptus sheets. $140. BlueBlanco.com. This bedding is phenomenal, says Regina of the luxurious linens, which can fit full-size beds and also massive California kings. It's incredibly soft and infused with eucalyptus. There is nothing like breathable, cooling sheets that maximize your comfort. Afro Chic, celebrating the legacy of the Black family home. $35. AfroChic.com. This book provides perspective on Black homes and the Black family's impact on the legacy of interior design, says Robin. The volume could also look fabulous on beautifully designed coffee tables. Yuzo Art Odobo Oyinbo 18x24 canvas, $280. YuzoArt.com. Embrace color in your home, Regina says of Oyinbo's artwork. This piece is bright and vibrant and perfect to usher in a new year. On the wall of a dining room where you're hosting a New Year's brunch or dinner, it is sure to catch the eyes of your friends and family. To take it a step further, paint your walls a moody eggplant so the art really stands out. Effortless compositions, mango wood chain link, $61, effortlesscomposition.com. It's a handmade, beautiful piece to give the perfect accent to coffee tables or stacked books, Robin says. You can also hang the decorative piece if it fits the aesthetic in your place. The next article is titled 100 Years of Black Women in Sports. Meet the fiercely talented African American women athletes who have made an undeniable mark on the last century and learn how we will continue to revolutionize sports in the decades to come. Following the success of lauded gymnast Dominique Dawes, Gabby Douglas, and Simone Biles led a brand new era of Black women in the sport. The diversity of the U.S. women's national soccer team made headlines last summer with the number of Black players who helped the team win Olympic gold in Paris. And a century after Ora Washington rose to prominence, Black women continue to dominate on the tennis court. We see you, Coco Gauff. At the same time, Black women are still a fairly rare sight in some sports. In 2024, only 3% of NCAA Division I women's lacrosse players were Black. Charlie Thomas, a Rutgers University freshman, is one of them, and she has experienced many challenges in the majority white sport, such as feeling like an outsider and facing isolation. But there's a progress. I've been given the opportunity to play this white-dominated sport and show other young Black girls that they too can play lacrosse, Thomas says. As the years have passed, I've seen more Black girls playing this sport. It's so wonderful to witness because I was once the only Black girl on the team. Case in point, in the last 12 years in Division I, the number of Black lacrosse players has grown from 60 to 117. While Black women athletes have been met with an unknown amount of adversity, they have persevered, expanded into new areas, and changed the world of sports. Their longevity in the face of obstacles over the last 100 years proves that they will thrive throughout the next 100 and beyond.
The next article is titled Couple Care, Rooted in Love. Couple Care is a captivating Essence.com series highlighting inspiring partnerships in our community. Each pair discusses how couple care sustains their relationship, as well as the self-care lessons they've learned from each other. In this print iteration of the column, three aspirational duos, Will and Heather Packer, Wes and Dawn Moore, and Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas, pull back the curtain on what keeps their love strong. Will and Heather Packer, the entertainment industry's power couple, shows up for each other on and off set. For Will and Heather Packer, the adage, work hard, play harder, isn't just a saying, it's a lifestyle. Will is a producer known for such films as Takers, Obsessed, and more recently, Fight Night, The Millionaire Dollar Heist. Heather's expertise in marketing and consumer psychology fuels their flourishing enterprise, which includes the brand they co-founded, the Packer Family Foundation. Their daily lives are an endless whirlwind of meetings and dazzling red carpet appearances, recently punctuated by their exciting new roles as minority owners of the Atlanta Falcons. Needless to say, they are both constantly on the go. The couple, together for 15 years, shares a serendipitous love story that's intertwined with the legacy of the Essence Festival of Culture. Their fateful meeting in New Orleans in 2009 not only sparked their connection, but also inspired Will's NAACP Image Award winning film, Girls Trip. As Will promoted Takers that year, Heather's company sponsored a riverboat cruise for Black actors attending the festival. On board the steamboat Natchez, the two struck up a conversation that flowed like the river itself, lasting for hours and marking the beginning of their journey together. We were both supposed to be on the boat because that is where we were going to meet our soulmate, Will says of the memory. We were both destined to be on that boat. 4 years later, Will proposed on the main stage at the Essence Festival, and the Packers have been joined at the hip ever since. Like yin and yang, the two are polar opposites, yet they fit together like perfect puzzle pieces, complementing each other's strengths and weaknesses. The Packers seem to have found the fountain of youth. It's not just Heather's introduction of retinol to Will's skincare routine that keeps him looking youthful. It's their knack for keeping the music playing, a metaphor for embracing life to the fullest. They radiate a timeless energy and zest that keeps them vibrant and connected, whether they are walking the red carpet or savoring the quiet beauty of everyday moments away from the spotlight. We are both in our early 50s now, Will says. So you get to a certain age, you gotta start thinking about the next phase, right? Everybody gets older, your body starts to deteriorate and break down, but you want to live the best version of yourself in that next stage of life with your partner, with the person that you love. Below, Will and Heather dish on their self-care routines, the power of couple care, and their secrets to lasting love. Their favorite couple care memory. Heather, we have a lot of small, spontaneous moments, like last night, I was planning to cook dinner, and it was the most beautiful sunset. And he said, you know what? Stop cooking. Let's hop on a jet ski and go out and watch the sunset. And I'm like, done. We hopped on the jet ski, went out, and just literally sat in the water out in the Gulf and watched the sun set. It was absolutely beautiful. Their individual self-care routines. Heather, I like to hike and I love being one with nature. So we support each other's personal time because that personal growth is important. I enjoy getting in the kitchen and experimenting with recipes, and he always appreciates my cooking. I also like to meditate, and that's something that obviously I do alone, or read. I also like my bath time. Will, I am a runner, so I'll get out and do that. I like to run and have my quiet time, like just out on the trails, in the parks, and along the roads. I like biking and working out. That is something that I do for self-care. It is usually about finding ways to mentally unplug. I am also a big avid sports fan. We both are. We both love football. Their couple care routine. Heather, we get massages together. We have a standing massage appointment here at the house. The self-care lessons they have learned from each other. Will, you got me started on facial cleansing. I was not a big wash your face guy. It just wasn't my thing. So my face was filthy till I met my wife. Now she has me on a skincare regimen. So my side of the shower looks like an incredibly attentive woman's side of the shower. I got a bunch of little bottles and oils and creams. And yeah, I learned you do this in this order and stuff like that. Heather, he's dedicated to getting up and working out methodically, like every day or 5 days a week. He's very, very disciplined in that. I am not as disciplined as he is when it comes to that. I work out, but not like him. So that pushes me. It's hard for me to, you know, watch him get up and go to the gym and work out every morning and not do something myself. So he gives me that energy and inspires that dedication to my physical health. The products they have introduced to each other. Heather, Ole Henriksen is one of my favorite brands of facial products. He doesn't know, I just put it in there. Why couple care is so important to their relationship. Will, health is wealth. When you are pouring into yourselves, you are also pouring into each other because we have a thing that we say, that we keep the other one happy. If I keep her happy, right? Heather says, and I keep him happy, Will says, then she is going to make sure I am happy. If I make sure she's happy, if I have a happy partner, she is going to make sure that I'm happy, and vice versa. And so it means when you talk about couple care, it means that you have got to pour into your partner and they can pour into you. Because if she's empty, not feeling good, not healthy, she can't do anything for me. She's got to make sure she's good first. So I gotta do what I can to try to support her and get her right. And then she's going to do the exact same thing for me. It becomes a positive cycle of mutual care. Wes and Don Moore, their relationship grounded in loyalty, laughter, and intentionality is an inspiring model of how to thrive as partners, parents, and public figures. In the world of politics, power dynamics shift and personal lives may take a back seat to public demands, but Maryland's first Black governor, Wes Moore, and his wife, First Lady Dawn Moore, who is breaking barriers as a Black woman in the role, are shining examples of intentional partnership and shared purpose. Together, they are making waves well beyond the state borders. When asked about the qualities they admire in each other, the Moores light up with appreciation and love. She's ferociously loyal and protective, Governor Moore says of the First Lady. If she's got you, she's got you. This fierce loyalty, he explains, not only sustains their relationship, but it enriches it. He recalls a portion of his vows. I will always keep it fresh and sexy. And he does, his wife says. I will always be the most fierce protector was included in Don's vows, he says. And she has been, he adds. For her part, Dawn admires her husband's ability to listen and to be a man of his word. He's a promise keeper. If he says something, you know it's going to be done, she says. And he's very disciplined. To watch him, it's inspiring for me to see how disciplined he is. It's a quality that I aspire to, that level of discipline. But it also makes you feel safe because you know that he is going to do what he says. Their journey began in 2002 with a mix of serendipity and a little nudge from family. Governor Moore chuckles as he recalls how it all unfolded. Her aunt said, "Oh, you should really meet my niece," he says, but he admits he didn't act right away. My uncle eventually asked, "Have you called her niece yet?" When I said no, he replied, "You are going to see her again, and it will be awkward when she says, 'Did you call my niece?'" He finally made the call. I said, "Hey, let's get together for coffee. Coffee can be done in 15 minutes. But that 15-minute coffee turned into 5 hours. Despite living continents apart at the time, Governor Moore was a Rhodes Scholar studying in England. And that coffee date happened on one of his trips home. They stayed in touch and their relationship blossomed. They were married in 2007, following his return from serving in Afghanistan. And after more than 20 years together, the Moores have mastered the art of intentionality, balancing the public spotlight with quiet work of nurturing their bond. It's been really important for us to make time for each other, Dawn explains. It's a commitment that has helped them navigate challenges as partners, parents, and public figures. The core of their couple care routine, laughter, they both agree, is a cornerstone of their self-care routine. We are silly together, Dawn says. Laughter is healing and it keeps us grounded. She notes that she often refers to her husband as the minister of fun because he makes sure that they plan regular night dates, massages, and family outings. It's not easy to do, but when you make the effort to do it, it makes a huge difference, she adds with a smile. Their favorite couple care moments. Wes ensures we have time for each other, Dawn asserts. For the last few years, he has said, listen, we're going to take a trip once a year, you and I. No kids, no one else. Even amid hectic daily schedules, they prioritize small moments of connection. He has a sauna routine and always asks me to join him in that, says Dawn. It's recharging physically and mentally. It's also a time for us to connect and talk. How they prioritize wellness together. Fitness is a key priority for this power couple. Governor Moore starts each day with a workout at 5 a.m., no matter how late he went to bed the night before. During the campaign, the First Lady, who enjoys group fitness classes, introduced him to her personal trainer who helped him unwind and decompress. Over the past 5 years, Dawn has also developed a passion for tennis, becoming an avid player. The governor credits his wife with teaching him the importance of truly listening to his body and addressing issues before they become emergencies. Whatever it is, take care of it. She really makes me better, he says. Why couple care is important to their relationship. Their commitment to self-care goes beyond physical wellness. It extends to how they protect their energy as a couple. You have to be very protective of your joy, Governor Moore emphasizes. We both know that what gives each other energy, and we know what drains us. I try to keep things that drain her away from her. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Aver Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.